Hare Krishna, everyone. Jai Nitai, Jai Nitai, Jai Nitai. It's such an honor and pleasure to be amongst you celebrating Nityananda's appearance day. You must agree with me, this was a full day of Nityananda. And we will end or complete this program with a second katha about Nityananda's kripa. I think this will be very, it will be something to take home with. What we will do is, we will all say a prayer to Lord Nityananda. It's a well-known prayer. It is said, if one reads and recites this prayer, very soon the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda will come on one's spaghetti. Oh no, that's wrong. I'm trying to wake you up. Whoever reads and recites with firm faith the Sri Nityananda to come will have the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu soon revealed to him. It is said these eight verses are the essence of bhakti, and they are the life of soul of those who are devotees of Lord Nityananda. When you are coming to Ika Chakra, this is a village where Lord Nityananda appeared that is situated 6 hours by car from Shida Mayapur. It's really well worth the travel. It is said that Kali Yuga or Kali Maharaj covers everything except for one place, and that is Ika Chakra Gram. I have been many times there. I have slept there and I've stayed one time for 14 days, for 2 weeks. I had one question which would decide the direction in which my life would go, and I can tell you confidentially the reason why I'm today here before you saying the things and doing the things which I tried to do as service. That is the result of these prayers to Lord Nityananda and Ika Chakra. So we will sing now or chant the best of all prayers. Melody, you will quickly catch up. It is known, it has a certain name, this meter, which at the moment, what? Shikandini. Shikarini. We will chant this. So, you will have to look here. It's the Shinas Sri Nityananda Ashtakam. It was a long, long day. There are many impressions. Most of the impressions are unconscious, but they have formed ourselves. My dear devotees, please know Nitai is within and without. He pervades everything in this world. He is the light of our eyes by which we see. He is the lover and he is the beloved. Everyone knows this truth. Mm-hmm. as Ananga Manjari, he serves the divine pastimes of Radha and Shyam Sundar. Did you know that he is non-different from Baladev and becomes the very throne on which Lord Krishna rests? As the Adi Guru, he guides all souls to the Lord of Love. Isn't that wonderful? Words stop here. What more can I say? Nitai, nitai, nitai. Nitai, nitai. Everywhere I see only nitai dancing. Raising my arms and chanting nitai, I will go to Braj. I, a very poor soul, have only one request, only one desire, only one prayer. Nitai, kindly never leave me. Sarat Chandra Brantim Spurata Malakantim Gajagatim Sarat Chandra Brantim Spurata Malakantim Gajagatim. Please continue. Hari Premonmata Drita Parama Satam Smita Mukam Zadat Gunam Netram Karakalita Vetram Kalyanam Vaje Nidhanam A little slower. Rasanam magaram svajanagana sarvasvamatulam tadiyaika prana pravita vasudha janavapatim Sada Premon Adam Paramaviditam Mandamanasam Aje Nidhanam Nam Vajanatarukandam Niramadhi Sachi Suno Preshtam Nikila Jagadisham Sukamayam Paloma Rasiva Narana Karano Dhamma Karunam Hare Yatishtam Re Vrata
Titaram smaranata param nityanandas takamidam apurvam patatiya tadangridam vajam suratu nitaram tasya hidaye.
Please let the music continue. My dear devotees, let us remember this conversation at the beginning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in this world. Lord Nityananda had come to him. They had just met and he said, "Have you forgotten? You're holding kirtan, but it is behind closed doors. But you came to give mercy to everyone." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, yes, yes, I've not forgotten. I waited for you to join me. And through you, I will give this mercy." As Gaur Krishna and Anadi Radha will continue to play, I request you to take just a moment for yourself and perhaps fold your hands in prayer. And say your own prayer to Lord Nityananda. After all, prayer is something like eating. You can't watch another person eating and become nourished. You have to eat yourself. So we cannot only watch Vrindavan Das Thakur, Nityanandas come and pray it. We have to raise our soul to the level of praying. And Lord Nityananda is that last manifestation of the Lord to give the mercy. So let us just pray for a moment. Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanutarukandam Niravadhe. I do my worship of Lord Nityananda, the very root of the Krishna Bhakti tree. Thank you so much. We were just, I prepared something, three little incidents of Lord Nityananda's working. You know, at one stage, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left Navadvip, just like Krishna had left Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also left those who loved him most. He wanted to take sannyas, so he swam in the night over the Ganga. It was a cold night. It was somewhere in January, and that's very cold there, and there are no heating systems. So he went in that cold night when everyone was asleep under blankets to take sannyas. And after he had done this, the devotees in Navadvip were at the brink of death. It was as if their life force, you know, that which kept them going, had suddenly left, and their whole life shattered into pieces. They all wanted to do suicide in the cold, cold waves of the Mother Ganga, were it not for two personalities. One was Advaita, and the other was Nityananda. Nityananda had been with Chaitanya, and he came back to Navadvip and said, "Everyone, listen, don't do anything rash. Come with me, I will bring you to where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is." He stayed at that time at the house of Advaita Charya. And there was a very, very touching goodbye scene from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said that if we hear this pastimes, our hearts and even stones will break. So I will not tell it today. Lord Chaitanya took his stick, the sannyas danda, and he left Navadvip to go to Puri. Now, just before Puri, something very important happened. It involved Lord Nityananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Nityananda, I'm just going into this temple. Can you take my danda, my stick, please? So Lord Nityananda took the danda and stood there on the banks of the river. And he looked at the danda and said, "Oh, you danda, you are so arrogant. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom we hold so dear in our heart, has to hold you on his shoulders. This is too much." Then with three quick movements, he broke the danda in three parts and threw it in the river. Hare Krishna. Now when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the temple, and, you know, it's a Shiva temple, he saw in the distance Jagannath Puri, the big Mandir, the Sri Mandir. And he went into ecstasy and danced and danced and danced. And then he stopped and said, "Soon I will see you, my Lord. And I will come in my form as a sannyasi with my danda. Nitai, I gave you my danda. Where is the danda?" Nitai looked at him and says, "It looks it's broken." "Are, Nityananda, you broke my danda? Don't you know that 33,000 devatas or demigods reside in the danda? How could you break it?" "No," said Nityananda, "it was not me who broke it. It was you who broke it. When you came in ecstasy out of the temple, you fell and you fell on the danda and you broke it." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Both of us were in ecstasy, and both of us fell on the danda, and it broke under our weights. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Then where are the pieces?" "I don't know." Then the expression of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu outwardly turned very sad. Inwardly, he was very, very happy. But outwardly, he said, "Oh, Nityananda, now my only possession, which I gave for you to take care, has been lost by you. How could you do this? You were supposed to help me, but you have become my greatest obstacle." Then the Lord turned to all of his devotees who accompanied him and said, "Jagarananda, Mukunda, Damodar, I have entrusted this madman, Nityananda, with my only possession, and you were supposed to take care of him. But now it's broken. I will go alone to Puri. You walk behind me." The commentators say that there are two essential things happening in the Leela, and I beg you to take note of it. There is an apparent thing, that how it looks from outside. But there is also some internal thing going on. It is said that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's danda, his liquid prema resided. And when Lord Nityananda broke the danda, the prema or love of Godhead streamed out of the danda all over the world. Yes, this is what. The second thing which is important is that normal religion and spirituality is guided by rules and regulations. It's done out of duty, it is done according to formula and etiquette. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhakti breaks all these obstacles. It's a matter of pure love of Krishna. And my dear devotees, isn't that the whole basis of the Sankirtan movement? In old times, spirituality was strictly guided by the priests, the brahmanas, and all the rituals, all the readings of shastras was done by them. No one could perform an arati who was not a brahmana. No one could read the Bhagavad Gita who was not a brahmana. But the bhakti movement broke this. The bhakti poets, bhakti singers went on the street. They raised their voices. They took cartels and their legs, they danced. And they proclaimed such revolutionary things that, like, why do you think about your caste? Why do you think about this and that? When you write the eternal Vedas on the bark of a low-class toady tree, it's some type of low-class tree which is only good for firewood. When you write the eternal wisdom on the bark, bark heißt Rinde, on the of the Vedas and on that low class tree, isn't it still the eternal wisdom of the Vedas? So does it matter what my bark or my skin is like? No, when in my heart I worship Krishna, then this is beyond all rules and regulations. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke that sannyas danda to show that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, or Nityananda broke that, is beyond formalities. It's about developing love. This means you can do everything right. If there's no love in your heart, you have done nothing correct. Yes, this is the movement of the Sankirtan movement. It was, we move on, one day in Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called all his confidential devotees together. You must know there were devotees who were very close, like Jagadananda, Mukunda, Damodar, and Nityananda. And then there were other devotees who saw Lord Chaitanya mostly doing his kirtans. So he called his close associates together and said, I have a desire. I want to leave you all. I want to go to South India and I want to preach the bhakti there. Also, I want to search for my brother Vishwaroop. You remember Vishwaroop? He was the older brother. He was very, very, very beautiful and handsome. But he took sannyas and went to South India. So I'm to search him. So Nityananda immediately said, very good, that's very nice. South India, very good place. I know all the routes. I went for 12 years on pilgrimage. I will go. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you broke my danda. you are not very helpful. Also, you must know one thing. You are the conductor and I am the puppet in your hand. When I wanted to go Vrindavan, at the time when I took sannyas, you directed me and diverted me so that I ended up in Shantipur. If you are there, I don't know where I will go. Maybe I will go to Frankfurt. He didn't say that. There was no Frankfurt. Then I came to Puri and you broke my danda. Jagarananda always wants to take care of me. I can't live like a sannyasi. He wants me to sleep on fine bedding and so on. He also cannot come. Because when I say no, I have to follow my ashram, sannyas. Otherwise, everyone will laugh about me. Then Jagarananda cries and is disturbed. So he is also not helpful. And he went through all the list. He wanted to go alone. Then Nityananda said, "My Lord, your will be done. Okay, no one of us close people will come. But see, here's this one very nice learned person. His name is Kala Krishnadas. Why don't you take him? Someone has to carry your water pot, and someone has to carry your extra set of clothes. And when you will only dance, and your hands will be engaged in chanting the holy names. Today we had brahmanas who learned this art of, you know, counting on the fingers of your hand. Please do this. You have a hand, a right hand, right? So go to your ring finger and go to the middle field for a moment. And then we will count ohms. We want to do 10 ohms. So you go ohm 1, then 2, then you go to the little finger. Dun, 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 dun. Okay? Oh, no, my Om, Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. 10 times you have chanted Krishna's name now. And in this way, you do this. Then you count on the left finger, also the same thing. If you have 10 times 10, how much is that? 100. Then you'd add 8 to it, and in this way you have chanted one certain shankha, it's called a number. So your hands are busy counting, right and left. You are busy counting. Who will carry your things? Kala Krishna will do this. So please accept him. So Lord Chaitanya agreed. And he went first to Ahobilam. What is in Ahobilam? Nrisingadev to Tirupati. Who is in Tirupati? Balaji. Then Singhachalam. Is in Tirupati Balaji or Venkatesh?
Both.
Same. Good. After 1 year, the two of them came to Tamil Nadu. You can imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very tall, taller than everyone else, and he walks down the path and he chants this one melody, this one song all the time. Krishna, 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 hey.
Krishna, 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 hey.
Krishna, 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 Rakshama.
Krishna, 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 Rakshama.
Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshama.
Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama.
Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Pahi Ma.
Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Pahi Ma.
Sometimes he's overcome by ecstasy and he runs. At other times, he just cries and cries. Also, he rolls on the ground. And this is such a spectacle that all the people of South India who come in contact with him are overwhelmed. Meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like touching a live wire. Do you know live wire? It's ein Stromkabel, das unter Strom steht. Sorry for the German. If you touch it, you go like, so in the same way, people needed to just see Mahaprabhu in this state of ecstasy, and they became totally transformed. Now, on this road of ecstasy, something very, it's hard to understand really how this could happen. Kala Krishna was in the best of company, but they came upon a tribe of wandering, of walking gypsies. I have been in Gypsy Town in Skopje and talked with the gypsy leaders. And it's very interesting. In Skopje, Macedonia, there is a huge gypsy town. It really looks very, very, Eastern, if you so want. And the leaders of the gypsy community, you know, the rich ones, they all have golden teeth, of course. When they smile, it really looks golden. And they are knowing that many of their habits come from gypsy tribes in India. And we compared many things, and the similarities are very nice. So these gypsies were not so nice. They had women who were expert in alluring people, and then they gave them sweet wine with something in it, and they made members like this. You would call this in slang language flirty fishing. It's New York slang. So they made also Kala Krishna Das drunk, and his life became compromised. When Mahaprabhu saw this, his servant had now left him, or better, that they had been taken away by the Bataharis. He must have thought, I knew it, I wanted to go alone. But internally he said, I must take care of Kala Krishna Das. I'm in the renounced order of life, but I have to take care of them like a father. So he went to the Bhadrahari and said, hey, why are you purposefully giving me pain? I'm a sannyasi, you are sannyasi, you walk around freely. I don't see any good logic if you give trouble to me. Upon hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Bhattataris did their choot, 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 and they came running from all sides and began to attack the Lord with weapons, desiring to actually hurt him. However, when they came close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their weapons fell from their hands and struck their own bodies. When some of these men were thus cut by these weapons, the others ran away in the four directions. While there was much roaring and crying at this community thing, you know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grabbed Krishna Das by the hair and took him away. Since that time, it is said, glorious is the master who doesn't let his servant sink into Maya, but who comes and takes him back. I have a disciple, a god brother, who lived in the temple, and everything went very well, but he had joined so young, and when he came to the age of perhaps 25 or so, don't remember the age, he wanted to have the pleasure of female companionship. So he, over the night, he left the ashram and he went to Mexico and other states of America, where he had many adventures with ladies. But he always remembered that other taste of Krishna consciousness, which is not in the passion and tamas, no? And so he always, one day he said, Krishna, or it was now Prabhupada, if you are there and you can hear me, give me a sign and then I will return. So at that time he was on a highway in Mexico. He was driving to another adventures there. At that time there were hippie camps in Mexico where this type of life was led. And as he drives on the road, he sees a car on the highway. You know, he goes on through the desert. And there's a car on the... Do they drive on the right side in America or do they drive on the head? Yes, right side. So he just thought, well, this car needs help. Maybe some benzene is required. I have an extra tank in my car. Let me help like this. So he overtook the car. He parked the car on the other, just in front, got out of the car and walked towards the car and sees it's full of devotees. He had just prayed to Krishna, to Prabhupada, to give him a sign. So he told me he was so shocked he wanted to return, jump into his car and drive to Madagascar. Then he understood, glorious is that master who doesn't let his servant go, but who pulls him back. And he said it was so moving to him. He talked to the devotees. They were very kind. They invited him to prasadam. And yes, they had run out of benzene, typical. And he could help them. And Yes, he came back. So this is a mercy. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned with Kala Krishna Das to Puri, he had, however, a personal discussion. He invited Nityananda, Jagadananda, Mukunda, and Damodar for a private talk. And he said, look at your Kala Krishna Das. He left me. If I would not have come and somehow brought him back, I don't know where he would be. I have brought him back. I'm no longer responsible for him. So Kala Krishna Das heard this. He was listening on the door, you know. He heard it. How would you feel if the Lord says, I'm no longer responsible for this person? It's very heavy. How would you feel if your spiritual master would say, enough is enough, he is now on his own? That's very, very, very not so nice. So Kala Krishna Das cried. He felt so heavy in his heart. The Lord was sending him now away. Why could the Lord send someone away? My dear devotees, you must know, Lord Chaitanya needed to show the example of an exemplary sannyasi who is in good company. And there was always critics who, when the sannyasi does a little thing which they don't like, they talk so heavy. Lord Chaitanya, and then they can't listen any longer to any good advice. So when Lord Nityananda saw that there was a soul who was no longer desired in the company of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he saw he was regretful, he took Kala Krishna Das to the side and said, we need a good messenger to go to Navadvip and Shantipur to inform all the devotees there that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is back from his tour through South India, which took 6 long years. So he's back. Go to Mother Sachi and all the devotees and tell them the news of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is said by this incident that although Lord Chaitanya may be a little tough with you, although perhaps you may feel Krishna has left you or is not really appearing in the same way in which he used to appear in your young days. In other words, when you have fallen or feel you have fallen into disgrace by the devotees, by Krishna, by Lord Chaitanya, you know, there's always one last limit of mercy. This is Lord Nityananda. He is always there, and if you show some regret, I'm sorry for this, there is a great, great chance for you to make it at the end. There is another very, very good example with which I would like to end. The example of Jagai and Madai. These were two people who really had become dangerous. They had been born in a Brahmin family. They had given that up. And it is said, when there are people who have given up something, some spirituality, they usually become more materialistic than ordinary people. And these two were examples of this. They were actually dangerous. They were constantly drunken, and they were attacking the people on the street and broke their legs, and they were very strong. When Nityananda came and asked them, and saw, he thought, when Nityananda saw them the first time, if I can make the rolling stones into devotees, that would glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much. If I can make Jagai and Madai into devotees, he said, of course, this would be very, 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 very nice. Everyone would look to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and say, he is a very powerful personality. So he went to the two when they were lying in drunken stupor. You know what that is? They lie and they urinate into their dhotis. They can't control it, anything. The saliva drops from their mouth. It's really an ugly scene. Drunken stupor. Nityananda said, brothers. Brothers? He calls us brothers? Who does he think he is? Please chant the holy name. Chant the holy name. We will show you what we will do. And Madai broke a clay pot in which there was alcohol. I think it was empty because he wouldn't break the full pot. He wanted to drink the full pot. And then he had a sharp knife, sharp weapon. Maybe you know, you have been in such situations where very, very tamasic people, you know, in the restaurant, I have seen in my Kami life, they break a bottle and then they go and have a very powerful weapon. It can be more dangerous than a knife because it's a round thing, you know, it cuts on a bigger level. And or Krishna. So he went like this to Lord Nityananda and struck him on his head, and there was blood coming. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, my dear devotees, he ran to the spot, and when he saw the two drunken people, he called one word, Sudarshan! And the many spiked ultimate weapon of Vishnu came and began revolving around his finger and became bigger and bigger and bigger. It became so big it could control or destroy the universe. And Lord Chaitanya was just about to throw it when Nityananda said, hold on, my dear Lord, in this incarnation we are not killing. That was Krishna pastime. Balaram. Now we spread the holy name and your extraordinary mercy with your emotional ecstasies, your bhava. No? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was really seizing. He was very, very angry, but Lord Nityananda held him up like this. Don't. This is not the incarnation. This is wrong time. And then, when Lord Chaitanya had calmed down, Nityananda requested him to do something extraordinary. He said, please embrace them, because when you embrace them, all the bad karma in which they have accumulated and which is an obstacle in their life, that will go. So earlier, Lord Chaitanya had said, you're the puppet master and I'm the puppet. I'm dancing according to your direction. And now he actually did it. He did something totally opposite than he wanted to do initially. And when he embraced first Madai and then Jagai, he turned black. Now, one devotee, I think it was Advaitacharya, joked. He said, now you look like Krishna. What it was, the black thing was all the sinful reactions of Jagai and Madai. Mahaprabhu smiled about this humorous comment, but then he became serious. He said, my body is golden. This blackness has to go. It will go to a very special place. It will go to all those who criticize the devotees. All those who will commit Vaishnav aparad, I will give them part of the sinful reactions of Jagai and Madai. This is now one of these very intense parts of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Krishna is ready to be merciful to all. Nityananda is merciful even to Jagai and Madai. But how will Krishna feel if his very devotees, whom he wants to lift up, are hurting each other by being doing aparads, by cheating them in some ways, by talking bad about them? He has given that mercy to the devotees who, and all of us make mistakes. We are in Kali Yuga. This is normal. I read yesterday, even Pope Francis fell in love with a bright and intelligent girl. Mercy. When he was not yet Pope, no? We do things, you know. But my dear, I don't think they had anything, by the way. But I read, and then the Pope says, come on, it's normal that, he didn't speak about Kali Yuga, it is normal that human beings make human mistakes. So the God is prepared to forgive. If his devotees are not also prepared to forgive, then this is not a very high-class devotee. So yeah, I will, my dear devotees, later, Lord Nityananda was met alone by Madai. And Madai was inconsolable. He was the one who had drawn blood. And he said to Lord Nityananda, my Lord, when I think that it is you who sustains the universe in the form of Vishnu, when I remember that by your Shakti, Brahma creates and Shiva destroys, and I remember my great offense of striking your body and making you bleed, there's a fire in my heart, the fire of repentance that burns me alive, and I have no peace. Please, can you save me from this fire? Nityananda then answered, Madai, please know you are like my son. If a son strikes the father, does the father feel hurt? I cannot feel offended by you. You're my little boy, my little Shishu. But if you want to become free from the offense of hurting others, then I request you to serve them by building a bathing ghat, by washing all the feet of those who come there to bath, and by chanting 200,000 names a day. Hare Krishna. That's quite a good number. That's twice 64 hours. No? My dear devotees, I want to conclude. We are in an age that is problematic. There will be, there always have been problems in our lives, and there will, because we are, some of us are just problematic people. We are restless. When Srila Prabhupada, he once, I think I said this in the disciple meeting, when someone said to him, I do not trust anyone, I only trust you. He said, better don't trust me. Also, you will find fault in me also. and so on. So we are in an unfortunate situation. But please take courage, my dear devotees. It is said, you can approach Radha Krishna through Gauranga. You can approach Gauranga through... And you can approach Nityananda through your spiritual master. No? Prabhupada has this quality of Lord Nityananda, of forgiving and forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. There are many extraordinary examples where Prabhupada would just excuse us and excuse us for our mistakes. But there's one thing. The Leela of Kala Krishna does reminds us that the Lord is the savior of the fallen, but not the savior of the cheetahs. He is Patita Pavana, not Kapata Pavana. Kapata means cheating. You have to be honest. You have to be willing to look at your mistakes and correct them. Then only you can be elevated. If you continue to keep your mistakes and defend them even, then this is very dangerous, this situation. So, but you are in the category of wonderful devotees. There's no, I'm just saying it as part of this lecture. I would like to end with a Nityananda bhajan. Just very briefly. Oh my God, it's so late. It's a little bit too late. Can someone please again, I think Valentina, can you put this Nityanandastakam on the thing? Then we can just sing the last line. Just 2 more minutes, no? 3 more minutes. I was thinking I made a mistake. I wanted to say the first verse. Saraj Chandra Brantim Spuradamalakantim Gajagatim Hari Premon Matam Drita paramasatvam smitamukam sadagunam netram parakalita vedam kalinam. One more time. Bhare
Dhyananda Bhajanam Karukandam Niramate
Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Jaya Prabhupada 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 Go Premanandi Hare Krishna. I have actually a surprise for you. Do you know that Srila Prabhupada's family is closely related to one of Lord Nityananda's greatest devotees? This greatest devotee was known as Udarandatta. No? Udarandatta. He came from a... You know, once the Brahmana came to see Lord Nityananda and discussed with Lord Nityananda as he was sitting in the court of Udarandatta, and then Nityananda said, please stay, it's time now for prasadam. The Brahmana said, I can't eat what this non-Brahmana Udarandatta and his family has cooked. I only eat food cooked by Brahmanas. So he wanted to go away. And then Lord Nityananda said, Udarandatta, bring me your cooking spoon. So Udarandatta brought the cooking spoon from the kitchen. It was a big one because he cooked always great quantities for the whole village to take. And then Lord Nityananda took the cooking spoon of Udarandatta and planted it in the earth, and immediately it became a wonderful tree with fruits, and you can still see the same tree growing. It's a Nityananda tree, and perhaps therefore we say, I worship Lord Nityananda, the root of the bhakti tree. No, he actually planted a dried, dead cooking spoon. And then it grew. And you can see that tree. It's an amazing tree. And then the Brahmana saw this. He said, I'm taking Udarandatta's prasadam. If his cooking spoon is already so advanced, how much will he be? You know. So I wanted to say, so this Udarandatta had a family, and you know, it grew. And Srila Prabhupada's father was from that, you could say, community. And Prabhupada said that in his youth, he would regularly go by ox cart with his family into this village of Nityananda's, one of Nityananda's greatest devotee. And they would stay in the village for festivals where Lord Nityananda was praised. And then he said then when they came back from the festival, he would fall asleep immediately in the ox cart and wake up next day in Calcutta, where he lived as a child. So Prabhupada is very much in the spirit of Nityananda, and we have seen this. He has never turned anyone away. That was his nature. Yes, he spoke the truth of Krishna consciousness, and he was not compromising. He was very firm, but his heart was just so merciful that he would give everyone a chance again and again and again. This is one of, amongst us disciples, we often discuss this, and we are very proud of our spiritual master, Hare Krishna. Good, I have reached my end. Perhaps you can see I also have reached my physical end for the day. But it was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to really celebrate with you, Lord Nityananda. And I can only hope that we all have gotten the glance of Lord Nityananda. If you want, you can make something modern, a selfie with you and Nityananda. Yes, I know these modern things. It can also be that someone, this is such a nice photograph. You can take the photograph home with you. Good. Hare Krishna. Good.